Well, if you're a fan of basketball sports in general, the little guy taking the big guy out, as what happened last night at MSG, I tell you, you are a fan of the NCAA tournament. Nothing better than last night, folks, nothing better. And that's why I had to get Mr. Justin Oliver on for his great analysis as far as what occurred and everything else. Sir, welcome. Maybe the greatest performance I have ever seen in NCAA tournament play took last night at the Garden. How fitting the Garden. It's like a cab driver going through Midtown at rush hour. That's how Marquise Noel was for Kansas State. That was unbelievable. It really was. Welcome, my friend.
Thank you for having me on. And starting there, I know you mentioned, you know, the little guy. I think you're talking about, you know, Florida Atlantic taking down Tennessee. But last night, you're right. We watched a brilliant performance from Marquise Noel. If you haven't seen him, if you're a casual fan, he's a 5'8" point guard from Kansas State. You're watching it. He is the smallest guy on the court. You can tell. But he is so good. He's so electric. His court vision is just unbelievable. Last night, he finished the game with 20 points. He had an NCAA record, 19 assists to go along with 5 steals. He just is an incredible player, and he's really fun to watch. In a critical moment in overtime last night, he looks like he's kind of arguing with his coach on the sideline about what play to call, and then out of nowhere throws a perfect pass from essentially half court for a reverse alley-oop to Keontae Johnson. This Kansas State team is rolling right now, and Noel is at the helm.
And, you know, you got to love this coach also, Drum Tang. After the game, you know, you got to love these guys. If you know, he just gave such an incredible dissertation after the game with his guys around the rally. And how about Noel just basically on a bum ankle? He rolled his ankle. And an off-balance shot at one point, banking it in from 33 feet, it seemed. I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, that was something else. And that really epitomizes the play of him throughout. I mean, he was unbelievable. You could, if this guy had one leg to operate on and he'd be on that court, that's what a presence he had last night at the Garden.
Yeah, you can tell. As soon as he did tweak his ankle and he went out of the game for a few minutes early in that second half, Michigan State came storming back. But then they went toe-to-toe all the way down the stretch. It was really one of the great tournament games that I can remember. Overtime game, Noel just absolutely willing his team, you know, back. He hit some incredible shots late. You got to give credit to I know you mentioned Jerome Tang for Kansas State. He went toe to toe with Tom Izzo, who is a NCAA March Madness legendary coach. He's willed his team to 4 Final Fours, a couple championship appearances, and any time where you have a coach that has that type of experience, they are so dangerous once they get into this tournament. But Kansas State's a real fun team to watch last night, and last night was an excellent game.
And I'll tell you one last thing on this. We'll move on to some of the others. Noel, to me, raised his stock as far as the NBA draft is concerned. I mean, I know he's only 5. And listen, there have been plenty of guards, short guards, that have prospered. Calvin Murphy going way back in the day for the Houston Rockets. Muggsy Bogues, remember him, as far as the old Charlotte Hornet days. But in essence, this guy, I'd take a flyer on him. I'll tell you that much. If you're looking for a spark-type point guard who can dish the ball out every which way, I mean, this is a guy to take a chance on, no?
I would absolutely take a flyer on him. Now, I don't know about maybe a team kind of late in the first round, second round. I don't know. But all I know is that when you watch this guy, he is the best player on the court. Throw away height, throw away – doesn't matter. When he is on the court, he's handling the ball. He's the leader of your team. He is the best player on the court, and there's no question about it. So can he have an impact at the next level? I think he can. He might be one of those guys where it takes him a couple of years to kind of get used to the NBA, the up and down, that sort of thing. But I would not be surprised, you know, if we're here in a couple of years and we see you know, nobody took a chance on Noel except, you know, a certain team kind of late in the first round there. And he's a star in the NBA.
All right, let's move on to the other big game right after. You know, it's interesting. Before last Friday, Florida Atlantic did not have a tournament win in the history just of its men's basketball program. Less than a week later now, they have three. They're 40 minutes away from the Final Four. Unbelievable. They came back in the second half, take out Tennessee by 7, 62-55. Now you've got a pretty good matchup. They take on that third-seeded Kansas State team. Tomorrow's Elite Eight. What about FAU from Boca Raton? I mean, this team has resilience.
They are resilient. They are tough. And really, it is a team that nobody expected. Everyone had them losing to Memphis in the first-round matchup. And then, of course, what happens? They go ahead. They beat Memphis. Purdue got upset by Fairleigh Dickinson. So FAU played Dickinson in the second round there. They handled them with ease. And then now, you know, last night, they go up against a tough Tennessee team that plays extremely physical, that had just taken out the Duke Blue Devils, arguably the hottest team coming into the tournament. And now FAU, just like you said, they are one game away from reaching the Final Four. It is incredible. So we are absolutely in for a show. Florida Atlantic is going to play Kansas State on Saturday at MSG, Madison Square Garden. It's going to be a great game.
Question, and a great game if you stayed up for last night, which I did not. You probably did. Watching Gonzaga beat UCLA 79-66, the three taking out the two. An incredible performance from what I was reading regarding Julian Strother. He hit that deep three, saw some of the highlights, converted a free throw in the last, 7 seconds to give the Zags from Gonzaga a white-knuckle win. And it was. It had to be. Did you see that live?
Yeah, I did. It was incredible. You know, outside of the performance by Drew Timmy from Gonzaga, he seems like he's one of those guys who's been in college for like 6 or 7 years. And these last few years where Gonzaga has really had a competitive team, he's taken them to the Elite Eight a couple of times. But you mentioned Strother. He came down. There was about 8 or 9 seconds left. Gonzaga was down by two. He takes a three-pointer from the logo with absolute, like, it was silky. And he hit a three to go up over UCLA. And UCLA has to be kicking themselves because they were in control of this game in the first half. They had a 13-point lead at halftime. And Gonzaga kind of comes storming back in that second half. UCLA goes really cold down the stretch, and Gonzaga is now just one game away from the Final Four.
And they'll take on the Huskies from UConn, who just annihilated Arkansas 88-65. Great night for Jordan Hawkins, 24 points, leading just a dominant effort from the start of that one. And now you're set up there with a couple of beauties for Saturday. I tell you, really good stuff. We got four more games later on, but UConn, and they, you know, it's part of in my mix as far as my final four. The only one I got knocked out with Marquette, but I'm still alive with Houston, UConn, Alabama. Bama and Houston play, obviously, later on. But in essence, UConn really showed something last night.
Yeah, UConn absolutely overpowered Arkansas. Now, I thought this was going to be a lot better of a game because Arkansas played great when they took out the number one seed Kansas last week. And UConn just completely overpowered them. From the start of the game, they took a 17-point lead into halftime, and they just kept their foot on the gas throughout the entire game. I know you mentioned Hawkins. He had a great game. If he can continue to play like that, they are going to be really tough to beat. Now, UConn will take on Gonzaga for a matchup to go to the Final Four. UConn's looking really strong. I think it's going to be an up-and-down game. Both teams like to play fast. Gonzaga really plays like an NBA-style game, right? They really try to outscore you. They don't play a ton of defense. And UConn is kind of the opposite. UConn loves playing defense, but they also like to play fast. They also like to go up and down. So that's going to be a doozy when those two teams meet on Saturday.
Weekend of basketball. What a weekend coming up here. It should be incredible stuff. You'll be with us as we focus in next week, my friend, hopefully, as far as the Final Four being set up in Houston. It should be a lot of fun the next couple of days. Cannot thank you enough, sir, for coming on.
I appreciate it. We got some great games today. Look, real quick, just look out for both number one seeds, Alabama and Houston. Bama takes on San Diego State. Houston's playing Miami. And then you have the 15 seed Princeton. They're going against Creighton tonight. And you also have Texas versus Xavier. It's going to be a great game.
A lot of fun. Houston-Miami game should be a war. Should be an absolute war. And you mentioned to me, watch out for San Diego State. They could be a sleeper. They could be sleeping on them, Bama. That should be a good game.
San Diego State plays a ton of defense. Alabama, really an overpowering offensive team. That's going to be a great game.
Good stuff. We'll chat. And it's the best spectacle in sports as far as I'm concerned, this tournament. And we will chat, my friend. Thanks so much again for a couple of minutes.
Good stuff. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Great Justin Oliver there.